I'm going to lay down my burden
down by the riverside.
Talk of the Colorado River, a particular event that occurred in 1983, an epic flood. We've got the author, Kevin Fedarko, of the book The Emerald Mile. So, Kevin, we have all of these events coming together. Three men launch a dory, and they're off.
They're off, although it's probably worth saying what they decided to do. So you have this tremendous flood that's roaring through the Grand Canyon as a result of this crisis unfolding.
Jennifer and I have floated the canyon. Romy's floated the canyon. When we float the canyon, Kevin, how much water is going down the river?
Well, these days, if you're on the river like you guys were, Rosie, you're looking at river levels somewhere between 9,000 cubic feet per second and maybe 14 to 18,000 cubic feet per second.
Okay, so let's just round that to 10,000. Now, tell us what was roaring down the river when these guys started this run.
So to keep the dam from being overtopped, the engineers started releasing in June of 83, 93,000 cubic feet of water per second. They basically turned the bottom of the Grand Canyon into a fire hose. And it was the prospect of riding the top, the crest of that wave, and using it as a slingshot, a kind of hydraulic slingshot to propel them 277 miles from Lee's Ferry to the Grand Wash Cliffs, from the start of the Grand Canyon all the way to the finish. There's a prospect of harnessing that energy that caused Kenton Grua, a dory guide who worked as a river guide on the Colorado River, to want to put his little boat, a dory called the Emerald Mile, into the river illegally with two of his friends one night at Lee's Ferry. And the idea was that they were timing their launch, Rosie. They launched at 11 p.m. because the full moon was coming out. And they knew that if they wanted to have a chance of breaking the speed record, what they were going to have to do was each man was going to have to row as hard as he possibly could for about 20 minutes until he could barely pull his fingers off the oar locks, and then he would shift out of the cockpit of the boat and turn the oars over to his companion. And so these three men would rotate around the decks of this little wooden dory, rowing night and day as hard as they possibly could. They wouldn't stop for anything. They wouldn't stop for food. They wouldn't stop to scout any of the rapids. And the hope was that if they could somehow navigate their way through the chaos that was unfolding downstream inside the canyon, and if they got real lucky, they might be able to get through to the Grand Wash Cliffs not only faster than anybody else had ever done, but they might be able to break and shatter the standing speed record so decisively that nobody else would ever have a chance of doing it again. That was the vision, and that was the goal.
And it is a great read. The book is The Emerald Mile, the epic story of the fastest ride in history through the heart of the Grand Canyon. It's a New York Times bestseller. It's a winner of the National Outdoor Book Award. It was given to me as a gift from all the folks over at Arizona River Runners. And it has been one of the most enjoyable books I've read in a long, long time. Now, Kevin, you're about to start another journey through the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, we're part of the way through. It turns out that 2016 is the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service. We've had the National Park Service for a century, and in order to celebrate and explore and expose this anniversary, National Geographic Magazine is planning a whole series of things, including the September issue of that magazine is going to be devoted to the Grand Canyon. And what we decided to do was we were going to undertake a hike on foot through the entire canyon. And that's a little bit unusual, Rosie, because as we just talked about, if you go down through the canyon on the river, it's a 277-mile journey. But there are so many side canyons and so many geologic faults that if you're on foot, and keep in mind there's no trail, if you're on foot, you're talking about a journey that extends for more than 600 miles.
600-mile hike through the Grand Canyon.
600 miles.
Wow.
Myself and a photographer. We started in October. We're doing it in segments, and we head back in for the next section early next week, and we hope to be through the Grand Wash Cliffs by the end of March.
You're going into the Grand Canyon for 3 months in hopes of covering the balance of the 400 of the 600 miles you have left.
That's correct.
Spectacular.
We're taking photographs.
Spectacular.
We're making a film, and we need to push the line through the middle of winter so we get through by the end of March.
Well, is there anything I can do to help the effort? I mean, can I come down in a helicopter and drop off a couple power bars somewhere along the way or something?
Yeah, or even better, Rosie, if you could drop a couple of cocktails for us, we'd sure appreciate that.
A couple Brennan Hurricanes from New Orleans, maybe?
Yeah, and how about a little crawfish boil while you're at it?
All right.
I was thinking shoes.
You were thinking bring shoes?
Is the water an issue?
We've already gone through three pairs of shoes each, and we're only a third of the way through.
Now, how do you literally stage the logistics for that hike? I mean, you've got to be getting replenished by river guides leaving you things along the river. How do you do that?
Well, the key to it, and I have to say the National Park Service and Superintendent Dave Uberaga up at the South Rim has been enormously helpful, but we have to put in food caches. These are 5-gallon plastic buckets that are sealed. They contain food supplies, medical resupply, and other things, and we spent a good portion of the summer, Rosie, putting those buckets in. Some of them had to be hiked in from the rims, and a few of them were placed by our friends in the river community who took them down on their boats and hid them behind rocks and bushes at strategic places. And we've got the GPS coordinates for those food caches, and so every 5 or 6 days, we scramble around, we find another one,
and
we're able to get more food.
Well, Kevin, you are going to have a spectacular next few months, and I can't wait to see what written documentary comes out of this adventure, because I love your writing. It's Kevin Fedarko, author of The Emerald Mile, the epic story, the fastest ride in history through the heart of the Grand Canyon. I've mentioned the book a couple times just in the last few weeks that I've been reading it. It's gotten incredible response from you listeners who wanted to know more about the book. Kevin was gracious to join us this morning. Kevin, I can only wish you the very best in your upcoming hike, my friend.
Thank you so much, Rosie. It's been great talking to you, and best of luck.
Now listen, y'all stay tuned, because after bottom of the hour, I'm going to read you one paragraph from this book. I know it's going to get you hooked. Just one paragraph.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.